In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. You know, the Lord is still on the throne. He hears and answers prayer. As long as your faith in Him and my faith in Him is intact, everything's going to come out all right. It's all going to turn out to be good. Even the stuff that is not good. God knows how to make good out of evil. I tell you, that is the cross. There was nothing worse than the cross that would be negative. And yet on the cross, Jesus drew all men and women unto himself. 1 Thessalonians 3, verse 11. Now, not tomorrow, but now, may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our way to you. He wants to visit Thessalonica. And may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another. Are you loving people today? Do people know that you love? You see, the early Christians, they knew they were Christians by their love. And for all, just as we abound in love for you. Paul calls himself a lover of the Thessalonians. He prays for them daily. And may he so strengthen your hearts in holiness that you may be blameless before God our Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with his saints. Well, the Lord is coming in glory with the angels and with the saints. Chapter 4. Finally, brothers and sisters, we ask and urge you in the Lord Jesus that as you learned from us how you ought to live and to please God, as in fact you are doing, you should do so more and more. In other words, Paul taught them how to live, how to relate with people in love, how to love one another. And he says, do it even more. For you know what instructions we gave you through the Lord Jesus Christ. For this is the will of God, your sanctification. The will of God is that you become holy, because the Holy One dwells within your heart, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We are tabernacles of the Most High God, and it is God's will that we be sanctified by the blood of Jesus, that we experience sanctification, and that sanctification is seen through love, that you abstain from fornication, that each one of you know how to control your own body in holiness and honor, not with lustful passion like the Gentiles who do not know God, that no one wrong or exploit a brother or sister in this matter, because the Lord is an avenger in all these things, just as we have already told you beforehand and solemnly warned you. For God did not call us to impurity, but to holiness, yes. In other words, you take a wife and make sure this is a holy experience, to make sure that this is what Jesus cares for the church. Marriage is the experience of the way Jesus cares for the church. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave his life for it. Therefore, whoever rejects this rejects not human authority, but God, who also gives his Holy Spirit to you. Do you know that the Lord has given you his Holy Spirit? Do you know that? That the Spirit of God dwells within you? Do you know that? Now, concerning love of the brothers and sisters, you do not need to have anyone write to you, for you yourselves have been taught by God to love one another. Yes, in John 15, love one another as I have loved you, even unto death. And indeed you love all the brothers and sisters throughout Macedonia, but we urge you, beloved, to do so more and more, to aspire to live quietly, to mind your own affairs. Is mind your own affairs. We remember in the 21st chapter of John, someone asked Jesus, was John going to stay until the second coming? Jesus said, it was none of your business. Follow me. You aspire to live quietly, to mind your own affairs, and to work with your hands as we directed you, so that you may behave properly toward outsiders and be dependent on no one. Yes, be dependent only on the Lord, not on anyone else. But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers and sisters, about those who have died, so that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have died. Yes, those saints who have died, God will bring with him those who have died. For this we declare to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will by no means precede those who have died. For the Lord himself, with the cry of command, with the archangel's call, with the sound of God's trumpet, will descend from heaven, and the dead in Christ will rise first. The dead in Christ will rise first of the resurrection of the life everlasting. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up in the clouds together with them to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will be with the Lord forever. That's the wonderful promise that God promises us who love Jesus and who have given our lives to Jesus, that we would be with him forever. Forever and forever it will take our meditation upon what Jesus did on the cross and in the resurrection. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. Just encourage people that the dead will rise first. Encourage people that we are to love one another. We are to love people, even those that don't belong to our group, because this is the will of God, your sanctification. This is God's will, your sanctification. Now, concerning the times and the seasons, brothers, you do not need to have anyone writing to you, for you yourselves know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. When they say there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman. This is for people outside of the community. And there will be no escape. But you, beloved, are not in darkness for that day to surprise you like a thief. For you are all children of the light, yes. Do you know you're a child of the light? And children of... You are children of the light. One second. You are children of the day. We are not of the night. We are not of darkness. So then let us not fall asleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober and put on the breastplate of faith and love, for a helmet, the hope of salvation. In other words, continue to have the whole armor of Christ on you. But the day of the Lord will not take us like a thief in the night, because we are of the light. For God has destined us not for wrath, thanks be to God, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. We obtain salvation through the blood of Jesus, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live with him. Do you know that we are called to live with Jesus, whether we are awake or asleep? He dwells within your heart. He is in your heart. He is in my heart. The Blessed Trinity is in our hearts. Therefore, encourage one another and build up each other, as indeed you are doing. Yes, you should be encouraging the people of God that belong to Jesus, to encourage them. That's what Paul is doing. He's encouraging the saints. But we appeal to you, brothers, to respect those who labor among you, yes, the elders, and have charge of you in the Lord, and who admonish you. In other words, care for those who are over you. They are servants. Do what they tell you to do. They are servants, and you are to love them and do what they tell you to do. Admonish you. Esteem them very highly in love because of their work. Be at peace among yourselves. We urge you, beloved, to admonish the idlers, to encourage the faint-hearted, to help the weak, and be patient with all of them. We are to help the weak. We are to be patient with people. We are to be at work. We are to be experiencing the gift of the Holy Spirit who dwells within us. See that none of you repays evil for evil. Amen. We repay forgiveness for evil, but always seek to do good to one another. Yes, care for the saints. Do good to one another and to all, and all those people that are outside the saints, that are in the world. We are to be good to all. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. How do we do that? Give thanks in this all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Give thanks in all circumstances, not for the circumstance, but in all circumstance. It's so hot today. I thank you, God, for the heat of today. I thank you, God, in this heat, that this room is so hot today. I thank you, God, that you are above, and I am with you, and you are with me. Do not quench the Spirit. Oh gosh, how we need the Holy Spirit to come upon us. Don't quench the Spirit. Do not despise the words of the prophets, but test everything. Yes, test everything, you know. We know that if a prophetic word is against the word of God, it's not a prophetic word. Hold fast to what is good. Abstain from what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Care for the elders of the church. Hold fast to what is good. Hold fast to what is good. May the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit, soul, and body be kept sound and blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes. The one who calls you is faithful. God is faithful. Jesus is faithful. And he will do this. Beloved, pray for us. Oh yes, Thessalonians, pray for Paul. Pray for Timothy. Greet all the brothers and sisters with the holy kiss. I solemnly command you by the Lord that you let this letter be read to all of them. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Oh, how we need the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. How we need that Jesus himself would inundate us with grace. Oh, yes. Grace and the Holy Spirit. How we need that. So what have we learned from 1 Thessalonians? That we are to care for everyone. We are to help the weak. We are to care for those that are outside our group. We are to pray for them. We are to love them. What else have we learned? That the dead will rise first, and that we don't have to worry about the dead, because we are not without hope. We have hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray for Paul as Paul prays for you. The second letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy to the church of the Thessalonians in God the Father in the Lord Jesus Christ, that this church and we are in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be given to you who are listening today from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We always give thanks to God for you, brothers and sisters, as is right, because your faith is growing abundantly. Is your faith growing abundantly? Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And the love of everyone of you for one another is increasing. Yes, they are increasing in love for one another. Hallelujah. How can we say that we are Christians if we do not love one another? I love my friends that are not Catholic, that belong to Jesus. They love me, many of them, that belong to Jesus, yes. I love the Catholic people that belong to Jesus. I love the Catholic people that belong to Jesus. And the ones that don't, I'm going to preach to them until they do. Therefore, we ourselves boast of you among the churches of God. Paul boasted about the Thessalonians. Why? Because they kept faith and they kept love. For your steadfastness and faith during all your persecutions and afflictions. They had persecutions and afflictions, and he cared for them, that you are enduring. It's not easy to endure persecutions, but they are enduring these persecutions steadfastly. This is the evidence of the righteous judgment of God, and is intended to make you worthy of the kingdom of God, for which you are also suffering. Yes, we are persecuted for the kingdom of God, for the kingdom of God. We are persecuted for the King, the Lord Jesus Christ. For it is indeed just of God to repay with affliction those who afflict you. In other words, leave it to God. If people are hurting you, leave it to God. God will do what he needs to do to them, and to give relief to the afflicted as well as to us when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. Oh yes, he's coming not only with his saints, but with the mighty angels in flaming fire, inflicting vengeance on those who do not know God. Do you know God today? Do you know you're a temple of the Holy Spirit? Do you know that you're called to love? Do you know that you're called to have faith, and that that faith is growing? Do you know these things today? In fire, flaming fire, inflicting vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus. These will suffer punishment of eternal destruction and to be separated from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his might. When he comes to be glorified by his saints and to be marveled at on that day among all those who have believed, because our testimony to you was believed. To this end, we always pray for you, asking that our God will make you worthy of his call. O Lord, send the Holy Spirit. Make us worthy of the call of Jesus, and to fulfill by his power every good resolve and every work of faith, so that the name of the Lord Jesus may be glorified in you and you in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. We want to glorify Jesus Christ in our bodies. We want to glorify Jesus. That's why we are to be pure and not impure. We want to glorify Jesus in our bodies. Chapter 2. As to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered together to him, we beg you, brothers and sisters, not to be quickly shaken in mind or alarmed, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as though from us, to the effect that the day of the Lord is already here. Some people wrote to the Thessalonians that the day of the Lord was already here, and it's not, because Jesus has not come in glory as the judge of the living and the dead. Let no one deceive you in this way. Do not be deceived. The day of the Lord has not yet come, but it will come. And it will come with angels and saints, and the dead will be raised first. For that day will not come unless the rebellion comes first, yes, and the lawless one, that's the devil, is revealed, the one destined for destruction. He opposes and exalts himself above every so-called god or object of worship. To that he takes his seat in the temple of God. So it seems that when Jesus comes, the temple is going to be present, declaring himself to God. Do you not remember that I told you these things when I was still with you? And you know what is now restraining him. The restrainer is the Holy Spirit, so that we may be revealed when his time comes. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work, but only until the one who now restrains it is removed. O Holy Spirit, don't be removed from us. We need you to be poured out upon us. And when the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will destroy with the breath of his mouth, annihilating him by the manifestation of his coming. The coming of the lawless one is apparent in the work of the devil, who uses all power, signs, and lying wonders. That this lawless one will use signs and wonders so that people will believe in him. And every kind of wicked deception for those who are perishing because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. For this reason, God sends them a powerful delusion, leading them to believe what is false, so that all who have not believed the truth, that's Jesus, he is the truth, but took pleasure in unrighteousness, will be condemned. I tell you, we need Jesus. I tell you, we need his Spirit. I tell you, we need to be chosen inside, that we have the Holy Spirit living inside us, for us to be children of the day and not children of the night. But we must always give thanks to God for you, Thessalonians, beloved by the Lord, because God chose you as the first fruits for salvation through sanctification by the Holy Spirit and through faith in the truth, yes. The sanctification by the Holy Spirit inside us, who teaches us not only to believe, but who teaches us how to love one another and even those that are not of our group. For this purpose, he called you to the proclamation of the good news, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brothers and sisters, stand firm and hold fast to the traditions that were taught to you. And this is what Paul taught, either by word or mouth or by letter. What Paul taught, hold fast to the teachings that Paul taught, whether it was by word, by mouth, or by letter. Now may the Lord Jesus Christ himself and God the Father, who loved us and through grace gave us eternal comfort and good hope, may he comfort your hearts and strengthen them in every good work. Oh yes, we are to show good works to people. We are to work and not depend upon anybody else. We are to know that we are in favor, we have God's favor, and Paul prays for us that the Holy Spirit dwells within our hearts, that God the Father dwells within our hearts, that God the Son dwells within our hearts. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Please help us to pay July's bills. We have gone off with some stations, and because we have to. So please help us by going to inseason.net and leave something on PayPal. All right, Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.